Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Boogie Down Bronx, New York City, to profile a representative who has one of the most compelling personal stories in the entire Congress. We are talking about Democrat Richie Torres of New York's 15th District.
Richie Torres is a trailblazer in every sense of the word. When he was elected in 2020, he became the first openly gay Afro-Latino member of Congress. But his story starts way before that. He grew up in the Throgs Neck houses, public housing in the Bronx. He talks openly about growing up with lead paint, mold, and no heat in the winter. He was raised by a single mom working minimum wage jobs. He didn't just read about poverty in a textbook. He lived it, and that background drives everything he does.
He represents the 15th District, which is the South Bronx. And, Leah, we have to be blunt about the statistics here.
It is historically the poorest congressional district in the United States. The median income is drastically lower than the national average. It has the highest concentration of public housing of any district, but it is also incredibly vibrant. It's over 50% Latino, Dominican, Puerto Rican, and about 30% Black. It's the home of hip-hop. It's the home of Yankee Stadium and the Bronx Zoo. It is a place of massive culture and massive struggle living side by side.
Torres has taken a very interesting path politically. He isn't a typical squad progressive.
No, he definitely isn't. He calls himself a quote, 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 pragmatic progressive. The biggest wedge issue is foreign policy. Torres is arguably the most vocal pro-Israel Democrat in the House. He argues that you can support a two-state solution without demonizing Israel, and he frequently clashes with the far-left wing of his party on this. He says his constituents in the Bronx care about safety and jobs, not performative slogans. It puts him in a very unique lane, liberal on economics, but very independent on foreign affairs.
And speaking of economics, he is surprisingly pro-crypto.
That surprises a lot of people. He sits on the Financial Services Committee and the Subcommittee on Digital Assets. He argues that the traditional banking system has failed the Bronx. High fees, redlining, lack of access. He sees cryptocurrency as a potential tool for financial inclusion for the poor, lining, NII, it's regulated correctly. He wants to bring the crypto industry out of the shadows, not ban it. It's a very forward-looking stance for a district that is often left behind by tech trends.
He is also laser-focused on fire safety, which is a tragic necessity in his district.
Right. After the Twin Parks fire killed 17 people in his district, he passed the Empowering the U.S. Fire Administration Act. He is constantly sounding the alarm on lithium-ion battery fires caused by e-bikes, which is a huge issue in NYC. For him, infrastructure isn't just bridges. It's making sure your apartment building doesn't burn down.
That is our profile for the South Bronx. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.